Acts 14:15 says, "We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you, that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein." And that includes things too small to see with the naked eye. We've been talking about the cell, and in our last devotional, we stepped back for a moment to discuss the question of life. And we saw that each cell is an individual living organism, with each and every cell working precisely according to their design and following the instructions provided inside themselves in the mitochondria. Where did these instructions come from? How is it that each does what they do while billions of others do what their instructions tell them to do, and it all works like a massive machine perfectly fine-tuned to function for more than 2 billion seconds in a 75-year lifetime? These cells that make up our organs and the connective tissue are called eukaryotic cells. Each has a nucleus and specific DNA instructions. But inside and around those organs and connective tissue are billions of bacteria. And these are all single-celled organisms, sometimes called simple cells. But the reality is that they are anything but simple. They are called prokaryotic cells and are referred to as simple because they don't have a nucleus and are always a single cell. Bacteria is always a prokaryotic cell. But bacteria is an amazing single cell with innumerable variation, function, and purpose. Without what we call good bacteria in just the right number, working as designed in our digestive system, we would all die. A number of life-threatening diseases and health conditions happen because of the absence of or destruction of good bacteria. Dr. Joe Francis of Answers in Genesis wrote in the New Answers book, Volume 3, and it's in an article posted at answersingenesis.org dated January 23, 2015. Dr. Francis gives a great summary explanation of bacteria in the human body. Quote, "Each species of bacteria is present in such high numbers that the total population is in the trillions. In fact, if we consider all the bacteria in the human body, there are 10 for every human cell. This means that by sheer numbers alone, you are more bacteria than human. In the intestines, good bacteria provide nutrients, break down waste, and act as an immune system that prevents harmful bacteria from infecting our body. Many bacteria have elaborately designed mechanisms to move around in this dynamic, ever-changing environment. It is as though they were created to live there." End quote. That's sarcasm. It's obvious that these bacteria absolutely were created to live there, and they weren't. If they weren't living there, we wouldn't be able to live. I can only hope that as you listen to each of these devotionals, you realize that any of these is enough evidence for God to make you realize how insane it is to believe in a big, giant, unguided cosmic accident that produced the reality in which we live. I'll say it again, rejecting the Creator God and buying the mindless blind chance theory of the Darwinian cult is insane and can only be explained by God's Word, which says that all who do so actually know the truth, but they love their sin. Psalm 14:1 tells us that the fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. And in John 3:19, Jesus said, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." If you buy this gargantuous lie that denies God as Creator, please wake up to the fact that it's not based on any real science. You love your sin. I beg you to repent and turn to God with faith in His shed blood, in the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, His burial and His resurrection bodily from the grave, for your eternal salvation. If you're a Christian, make this your prayer for those who buy the lie and need to repent. That is what God has called us to do.